Dr. Stephen Cohen is president of the Institute for Middle East Peace and Development and national scholar of the Israel Policy Forum. Sharon has managed to anger the Palestinians, the Bush administration, Israel's peace movement, and the settlers all at once, an amazing accomplishment for a politician.
Well, I think that what was important for him was to do just enough not to bring George Bush back into the roadmap and assert his ownership of it too much for the next year. And I think the anger that he's experiencing right now from the Israeli peace camp and from the settler movement are not yet enough to upset his apple cart, because the settlers are not angry enough to actually have the right wing of the government leave the government, which would require really some major reorganization. And the left at this point has not been able to unify around an alternative leader, which would become a threat to him. They have the good plans, but will the Palestinians be able to use the few threads of change that exist in this speech in order to pull a thread far enough and to expand disengagement enough to make it worthwhile for the Palestinians to re-engage in negotiations?
At 19 minutes, it was a short speech, also short on specifics.
It was short on specifics, except for the fact that a few settlers are aware that their settlements are the ones that are being targeted for possible movement. He was careful not to use the word withdrawal. He was careful not to use the word separation, knowing that the word separation in America sounds too much apartheid-like, and knowing that the word withdrawal to the Israeli right would be a sign of defeat. So he has avoided some of the concepts, but he has recognized that it is no longer possible for him to stand squarely on the status quo. He has to defend the status quo by an artful movement that is not quite a movement.
Is he attempting to impose a settlement with the Palestinians on his own terms?
He is definitely trying to impose the limits on where the map can ever be drawn. He is trying to do that by insisting that during this period of time in which he supposedly be waiting for the Palestinians to make their decisions, he will be rushing to finish the fence wall. And the fence wall is an Israeli move to preemptively and unilaterally define a potential border, which would give the Palestinians very little of the West Bank. And I believe that this is the clearest example of a unilateral action that is undermining the roadmap. Sharon is very careful in his brief speech to try to link himself to the United States and to President Bush. And therefore, that's clearly one of his purposes. And the question is whether he can do that at that same time, take this unilateral step of defining the wall and completing it, which he decided last night that he would do in a rushed manner, and including the fact that he's trying to cut off Palestinian access to the Jordan Valley. And the Jordan Valley did want that land and does not want it to be on the Palestinian side, because on the Palestinian side it would make a Palestinian potential state contiguous with the Arab world, which would give it some reality as a state. And Sharon is not interested in the Palestinians having a truly independent, viable state.
Thank you very much. Dr. Stephen Cohen is president of the Institute for Middle East Peace and Development and national scholar at the Israel Policy Forum.